This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Maoist Center leader Prachanda and Janata Samajwadi Party leader Upendra Yadav hold meeting with UML leader Madhav Kumar Nepal regarding cabinet expansion. Four die and two in serious condition after consuming toxic liquor in Baglung district. And rockets land near Afghan presidential palace during Eid prayers. Now, the news in detail. Hindus across Nepal are celebrating the Hari Sayani Ekadasi festival today, the first day of the four-month holy period of Chaturmas, with fasting and worship and prayer to Lord Vishnu. They also observed one of the most significant fasts on this day, dedicated to Lord Vishnu, regarded as the creator of the universe. On this day, Hari Sayani Ekadasi, Hindus plant holy basil, also known as Tulasi, on their yard, which they worship as form of Lord Vishnu for next 4 months, till the day of Haribodhani Ekadasi, the concluding day of Chaturmas. It is believed that worshipping the oxygen-rich plant basil, Lord Vishnu grants his devotees with their wishes. Devotees observe fasting on this day and visit the temples dedicated to Lord Vishnu and his incarnations. Since the temples and stupas are closed for public due to risk of COVID-19, devotees can offer their prayers and worship in the premises of the temples, adhering to the health safety protocol. Discussions have intensified among the parties in the ruling alliance regarding the cabinet expansion after Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba won a vote of confidence in the federal parliament. In this connection, CPN Maoist Center Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda and Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal Chair Upendra Yadav have held separate meetings today with the CPN UML senior leader Madhav Kumar Nepal, who voted in support of Prime Minister Deuba. Dahal and Yadav reached Nepal's residence at Koteswar for talks this morning. During the discussion, the leaders talked on the contemporary political situation, cabinet expansion, among other topics. However, the leaders from both sides have not given their official comments to the media regarding the talks. Home Minister Bal Krishna Khad has directed to open roads in Manang and Lamjung district, which were blocked due to floods and landslides. According to his secretariat, he has instructed the Nepal Army, Nepal Police, Armed Police Force and senior officials of the Department of Road to immediately open the road to Manang and Lamjung. Four workers in Malmö drinking water project of Galkot municipality died after consuming poisonous liquor in Baglung district. 21-year-old Dipendra Pun, 39-year-old Dud Bahadur Rana, 51-year-old Rek Bahadur Rana, 30-year-old Praveen Gharti died after consuming the toxic liquor. Similarly, seriously ill after the alcohol intake after receiving treatment at Dholagiri Hospital. Information officer at District Police and Deputy Superintendent of Police, Iqbal Hawari, informed that the investigation into the incident is underway and liquor seller have been taken under control. The meeting of the CPN-UML Central Committee is being held at Tulsilal Memorial Foundation Building, Chassel, in Lalitpur at 3 p.m. today. A meeting of the Central Committee held yesterday had decided to seek clarification from the lawmakers who had given a vote of confidence to Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba. Office Secretary Sher Bahadur Tamang informed that party discipline, legislative accession and recent political situation will be discussed in today's meeting. Leaders from Madhav Kumar Nepal faction have been absent from the meeting. 22 UML lawmakers, including senior leader Madhav Kumar Nepal, had given a vote of confidence to Sher Bahadur Deuba as the Prime Minister, contrary to party's directives. The weather is predicted to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are chances of heavy rainfall at few places of the Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Lumbini province and Sudur Paschim province today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Rockets have landed near the Afghan presidential palace in Kabul during the prayers of the Muslim festival of Eid al-Adha. Local media reported no immediate injuries and it was not immediately clear who was behind the attack. Television images showed President Ashraf Ghani continued with the prayers despite multiple loud explosions in the area. The attack coincides with a sweeping Taliban offensive across the country as foreign forces wind up a troop withdrawal scheduled to be completed by August 31st. Unlike some previous years, the Taliban did not declare a ceasefire during the Eid holiday this year, despite urgent calls from Afghan civil society and the international community to end the fighting. The UK, US and EU have accused China of carrying out a major cyber attack earlier this year. The attack targeted Microsoft Exchange service, affecting at least 30,000 organizations globally. Western security services believe it signals a shift from a targeted espionage campaign to a smash-and-grab raid, leading to concerns Chinese cyber behavior is escalating. The Chinese Ministry of State Security, MSS, has also been accused of wider espionage activity and a broader pattern of reckless behavior. China has previously denied allegations of hacking and says it opposes all forms of cybercrime. Stock markets across the world have dropped on fears that increasing numbers of COVID cases will hamper economic recovery. In Asia, Japan's Nikkei 225 index was down by around 1% in Tuesday's trade to hit its lowest level in 6 months. In New York, the Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled by more than 2%, while major indexes in the UK and mainland Europe also fell. New cases are rising in some countries, fueled by the Delta variant of COVID-19. Japanese shares are now down for the fifth session in a row over concern about the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant and that the Tokyo Olympics will worsen the health crisis. Benchmark indexes in Hong Kong, mainland China, South Korea, and Australia were also trading lower. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, top stories once again. Maoist Center leader Prachanda and Janata Samajwadi Party leader Upendra Yadav hold meeting with UML leader Madhav Kumar Nepal regarding cabinet expansion. 4 die and 2 in serious condition after consuming toxic liquor in Baglung district, and rockets land near Afghan presidential palace during Eid prayers. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.